This week's devotional has been written by Sarah Tummy and is entitled, When It's Safe to Follow Our Hearts. I read something on Facebook recently about following your heart, and the phrase that immediately came to mind was, the heart is deceitful above all things. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. We can follow our hearts, but we need to know that a lot of the time they'll lead us astray. In Matthew chapter 15, verses 17 to 20, as he explains that foods are no longer clean and unclean, Jesus says, don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person. First, we need to pay attention to what's in our hearts. Are we tempted to steal from someone, to grasp what should have been theirs, to squash a dream, perhaps to lie about them or ourselves? Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. So how can we follow our hearts with confidence? Once we've seen what's in our hearts, it's up to us to steer them in the right direction. The psalmist explained how he did this. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 11. It was giving God access to his heart, making sure his thinking aligned with the truths in God's word. Later, Paul says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. I haven't perfected this. I lose the battle when I'm walking, and there's a dog at my heels, frenziedly barking in his excitement. I must learn to let peace, not fear, rule in those moments. There's a song by Hillsong Worship called Hosanna. Honestly, I could take it or leave it, except for this one amazing line. Break my heart for what breaks yours. It's when we're that attuned to God, when our hearts are so connected to what's in his heart, that we truly make an impact in this world. When we've examined our hearts and inclined them towards God, that's when it's safe for us to follow where he leads.